Hello.
Oh, hi, Jeffrey.
Yes.
Hey, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Thanks for asking. So I was just following up because I noticed that we're having trouble processing this month's payment. And
yeah, I've had a little bit of problems with my account, but I'll tell you, I'm glad someone called me because, I'm not gonna lie. I'm sure not happy with you guys. I pay a lot of money a month, and I bet you I've probably got maybe, I don't know, 6 jobs in the past month. Maybe 7-8 tops. And that's not a lot. I mean, I'm with Angie's Leads, and I get 7-8 jobs a week. And I'm not real happy, and everything that was said when I joined up with you guys hasn't really been shown unless there's a lot on the page, but I just go by the text messages, but I don't know, I haven't really been seeing a lot. Unless there's more jobs that I'm getting, I'm just not seeing. But
well,
too much come in.
The ones that are coming on the text message are far and few between because most people, when they see you on the first page of Google, they're going to click to call you or go to your website for immediate content, right? There will be some rare occurrences where they can't call you right that second because perhaps they're at work or they're with family, and that's when they'll plug in their information into your site and you get a notification that there's a lead coming through the site. But those are rare occurrences compared to the people that actually call you. Do you ask people when they call you how they found you by chance?
I mean, it shows like, you know, like people like it shows the text message your name. So if they say hi,
yes.
Hi, this is Debbie. Then I can look on Local Splash if there's a Debbie. But
right. But it doesn't if they call you directly. So you're talking about if they fill out the lead form or if they send a text to your number, right? But if they
right.
just click to call you from the first page, you don't know that that's Debbie calling from your Google listing because she's just calling you out of the blue, right? So that's why I asked if you asked people how they're finding you, because I'm on your dashboard, and this is showing me
like
that
I've
in
only
the
got
time
three this month.
Yes, 3 people filling out the lead form, but 884 times you were found on the first page with 31 Google actions, which include clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So you're probably getting a lot more solid work out of this than maybe you're just not aware. So I need to give you some options, though, because your account is past due for $249. So let's say that you're thinking, oh, that's too much money. I don't want a package like that anymore because I'm not getting enough out of it. That package includes
isn't there a way of checking out business? Like checking out my customers besides this like little app that text messages pop up? Don't you guys have
no.
a dashboard or something?
Well, the dashboard, that's where I'm getting the analytics from, where I'm telling you 884 times you were found on the first page with 31 Google actions. You've had 761 views to your images on your Google listing. So that's where I'm getting that data from, is from your client dashboard. But Google tracks actions and impressions. So let's say that somebody puts in one of your keywords, landscaping, for example, into Google, and you come up on the first page, and let's say they never call you. They call some other guy up there. Google will still track that. Your company was found on the first page, okay? And then they'll track the second step that people took to contact you directly. So out of the 884 times you were found, 31 times people clicked directly to call you or to go to your website for immediate contact. And then in addition to that, there's 26 leads on the dashboard, which come through the tracking number and then people filling out that form on the website. Actually, those are just 26 website leads, people filling out the form on the website. You don't have a tracking number with us.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So one option you have is your program includes $100 worth of Facebook ads. So if you wanted to, you could remove the Facebook ads, and that would lower your subscription to $149 monthly. Okay, and with that package, you're still on the first page of Google locally. You're still on the first page of Bing. The website stays up and running. You stay on all 48 directories that we have you on. And you stay mobily optimized, which means you'll still come up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. So a lot of people will go to a package like that, especially if they hit a tight spot, because you could always call back later and put those Facebook ads on again if you wanted to.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, it's just, yeah, I mean, I ask, and I don't know, I mean, it just seems like all the jobs I've been doing lately is from Angie's Leads. It's just, I wanted to try to get more jobs out of you guys of Angie's Leads, because I'm tired of paying those lead fees, but it's the opposite. That's why I don't want to keep joining all these different advertisements. Nothing towards you guys, just, you know, I get calls from Times Square and this, like, you know, when I start getting all these different advertisements, it's just, it could cost a lot of money. You know, I'm trying to get like my buddy Darren. My buddy Darren owns DJ Wyatt's Landscaping, and he only pays $1,200 a year.
Okay.
For being on Google. And that's it. I pay, like, between you guys and Angie's Leads, I'm paying, like, almost $1,000 a month.
Well, I can't speak for what your buddy's doing or the money that he's spending, but I can tell you that if he's spending $1,200 a year to be on Google, you don't have to pay a company money to be on Google. You can do that yourself. The value to what we do is we optimize you to show on the first page of the search results. So if he's paying money to be on Google and he's not on the
first page.
Under what? Under landscaper
like
for Rose?
If you look up landscape companies on Google right now, and where I live in Roseville, Michigan, he's first on the list.
Is he Lucia Landscaping?
No.
What's his business?
DJ Wyatt Landscaping. He's above Lucia's.
I'm not seeing that. So what?
DJ Wyatt Landscaping. Can you look for 30 seconds?
Yes, yes.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, sorry. No, I just hit a customer in line. But, the thing is, like I said, I just, you know, I know that if I don't pay any advertisements and try to save money, I know I'm not going to get as much business, which I don't mind paying. But, I mean, hold on. Okay, never mind. I thought I was going to sneeze. But, like I said, I've only seen 3 customers coming on the dash. And, you know, I don't really ask every single customer, how'd you get my number? I just go with the flow.
But yeah.
I don't know. It's just, you know. What I'm about to say is nothing towards you, because I just met you today on the phone. I mean, this is just going towards the company. It just seems like, you know, Local Splash, Angie's Leaf, all these companies, when they get paid money to talk to people on the phone to try to sell you their business, and then they make it sound so perfect. But then a lot of these companies I've been with over the years, they make it sound so perfect on the phone, and then when you decide to join up, they talk you into joining up with them. You don't get the same actions that's being told to you. And that's why I get so stressed with all these different companies. And then when it comes time for money, you know, I never hear from these guys. Like, you're the first person that called me from Local Splash ever, and I thought maybe I was getting a call to maybe say, hi, this is Local Splash, just checking in, see how things are going. And then, bam, like, every time I get a phone call, it's just about money. It's never about, like, you know, hey, how's you staying busy, you know, and this and that, how's the customers treating you and all this. And just, I mean, I know the bill was due a couple days ago or whatever it was, but I had, I got the security system. I go through Bank of America, and they got this security thing. If anything if they notice any unusual activity in your account, they'll close your account. And then, they don't even notify me. Like, you know, hey, we noticed some, suspicious activity in your account. We blocked your account for 48 hours.
Oh, that's annoying. Yeah, so they just do it inadvertently without you knowing.
Yeah. So I deposited, I don't have any money right now. I mean, I deposited a bunch of checks, you know, from jobs, but, you know, with my account being blocked for now, it's making the process for the checks to clear longer. And that kind of screws things up.
Well, we could give you some time to pay. You don't have to do it today. But question.
I'll have to pay by Friday, probably Monday at the latest. But while I got you on the phone before, I mean, I'll make this payment now. I'll make this payment this week. But I want to see some changes if I'm going to keep going along with you guys, because I'm not. I haven't been too happy the past couple months. I'm not going to lie. So I want to see what we can do, or maybe I'm not doing something right. Maybe there's something that I'm not looking on, like the website on, or something, but
well, there's two things you can do on your end that will help you. Okay. Number one is, I'm looking at your Google listing and it doesn't have any reviews on it yet. And I want to help you get a 5-star rating on that Google listing, because that will help you with your conversion. So I just sent you an email that will help you with that. But, some of our emails have been bouncing back, and I want to ask you if you changed your email or if this one still works. We have JW and then your last name, P as in Paul, A, T as in Tom, YK at iCloud.com.
Yes, no, you're not the only one that says that. I got to empty out my email box. I got, like, I don't know, 6,000 emails.
Oh, okay. Yeah, my Gmail does that too. When it gets too full, it'll stop sending me the new ones. Okay, so you're not going to get that review generator email then, because I just got the red light on it saying it's not going through. Is there an alternate email you want me to use in the meantime until you get that cleared out?
Is there a way you could just text me somehow?
I think when it sends the email, it automatically triggers the text. So let me see.
Where are you guys located at right now?
We're in Southern California.
Well, why do you guys, I don't know why they always like to trick you. Like, they always try to, everyone, like, why, I don't know why you guys call, like, you guys call 586. Like, you guys make it where they answer you to where, like, it's the same area code, it's like one of the same phone numbers like around the area, no answer. Is that like that goal you guys have, like where you try to call the 586 area code? Or is that just a number that
no, there's
state?
There's not any trickery involved
slick.
In
like
that.
What that is
a lot of companies are using these days, and we're one of them, what's called a VoIP phone system, voice over internet phone. And what it does is it matches the area codes that we're calling, and it's just a way to keep the cost down. So our system does that automatically. Every time we call, it just matches the area code because we're on a VoIP phone system. But we're logistically in Southern California. Yeah, a lot of companies are doing it that way this day. Yeah, it's strange, right?
I was going to say, that's pretty slick.
Yeah, I think so too. I don't know how the system does it, and I don't even know how the system finds, like, what is an available 586 number to even pick, you know what I mean? But the system does it automatically. Every time we dial out, it just automatically matches the numbers through that VoIP system.
Right.
Yeah, that's the internet for you these days.
Right.
So, okay. So,
How can we get more business to start coming in?
Definitely get the 5-star rating on Google. And a text did go out to you, Jeff, with that review generator link. So you can definitely forward that to some of your past and present clients. And it's only a matter of a click of a button for them to leave you a 5-star review, which is why most people will do it. So that's number one. That's already in your text message. I sent that to you. Secondly is on your website, it looks like we're using stock photos. There's nothing wrong with stock photos, but always if you have your own content, you'll see much better results. So I would recommend if you have any before and after photos, any pictures of your actual work,
well,
things like
that. I'm not going to lie. That's one thing where I'm very bad about. I need to start getting the process of start taking pictures. Like, you know, I mean, I do nice, beautiful landscape jobs and put in a new sod. And, you know, I just,
yep.
I don't know, like, I'm very bad about pictures.
Yeah, so just make a mental note of it. And if you get a picture here and there, you can send those in to us as you get them. Just send it to photos@localsplash.com. I'll text you that address. So that way, you know, just make a note that next time you go out and you have a job and it looks nice, take a picture here and there. That will always help you with a higher conversion. Okay?
What's that thing we were just talking about like 2 seconds ago before a customer called about $100 or $100 or something towards Facebook.
Your buddy, the Facebook ads, each month when you pay us $249, we take $100 off the top and we send it directly to Facebook to run the ads. And what happens is we set a daily budget at somewhere around $3 a day. That's a good thing. That's so that $100 will stretch throughout the whole month. And you'll never get an unexpected bill at the end of the month because we put a cap on it, okay? So Google will track what people in your area are searching. And if they're searching for anything that's relevant to what you do, then next time they go in their news feed, they'll see an ad for Jeff's Lawn Landscape Tree and Snow Removal Services coming up on their news feed. So it's something that's designed to bring you more new clients coming from the social media platform. So it's actually pretty cool. Let's say, for example, the pay-per-click rate is $1 and you have a $3 a day max budget. After 3 people click on it, you would rotate off and someone else would rotate onto those ads. So that's how we keep it from, you know, giving you an unexpected $1,000 bill at the end of the month. We put a cap on it for you. So those ads, although they work well, they're optional because Google dominates the industry. When a consumer does a search online, 87% will hire off the first page of Google. So if you took those ads off, you're still going to have the most pertinent part of the program that's working for you, which is you're being found on the first page of search results. But if you wanted to, you know, and you like the way that the Facebook ads work, then you could definitely leave them on. It's
right.
An option. Mm-hmm.
Okay. No. So.
So either way, what I'm going to do on Friday when the payment processes is I'll have the technicians do a complete performance check on your account and make sure that if there's any updates that can be performed behind the scenes, that they get those updated for you here. That way you'll get better performance as far as the updates, but also send us an actual photo here and there and get a 5-star review here and there. That's going to help you tremendously.
Now, is there customers that I'm getting that I'm just not seeing, you think? Because there's no,
well,
I'm only seeing 4 customers this month that came in.
You know, what you could do if you like, I could put a tracking number on there for you so you can see exactly the people that are calling you from this campaign. So
that's
what that is
I want to start thinking of ideas. Just whatever you got, just tell me. I mean, like I said, all I'm saying is I need to see some progress before the next payment comes out, or else I will be dismissing my account. Any type of idea that you got, like you could send me this so I could see this, or something we got to do, because like I said, I just, you know, I'm trying to be somewhat workable here, like instead of just trying to be negative and just saying, oh, no, I'm done, I quit. Like, I want to...
Right.
Like I said, maybe it's not just you guys. Maybe it's me. Maybe there's customers that I'm getting that I'm just not seeing, and I'm not doing something right. But that's why I'm talking to you today, to figure out what we can do, or maybe why am I not seeing these customers, or something, you know, behind closed doors that's going on that I'm not aware of.
Yeah, so I would recommend we can enable that for you on Friday when the payment goes through, where we would purchase a brand new 586 area code number. And when people call it, it will forward to your number. And that way you can see on the dashboard all of the calls. Because right now you're just seeing the leads when people fill out the form on the website. You're not seeing the calls. But if we put that tracking number on there, you'll see the calls also. And the beauty of having that tracking. Yeah, I'll put that on there for you on Friday, and that will help you tremendously. That way, have you been on your dashboard to see the results that you're getting by chance?
Not going to lie to you, no, I haven't been on the dashboard once.
No? Okay. So I'm going to send you the login. No, you don't need an app. It's a website, my.localsplash.com. And then the username is your phone number, and there's a temporary password that I just texted you. Now, don't try it right now, because if you try it right now, all it's going to tell you is that the account is in suspension and it won't give you access because of the problem with the payment. But on Friday, you can go in there and you can use this information and you can get on your dashboard. Okay? So that will be...
Once they make the payment... Is it, like all those customers on the dashboard, those ones are probably old and there's no point of probably calling those back, eh?
Well, the information is stored there, so if you wanted to, have you already talked to Sandy? She was the most recent one requesting a quote for snow removal. That she's on Detour Street, 22845 Detour Street.
So I haven't called her yet.
You haven't called her, okay. So let me just see here. If you go on there and you see these leads and you figure, oh man, I forgot to call them, you can definitely follow up. And what I can do in the meantime is I'll send you a screenshot of this page that has the leads showing. That way you can go on and, you know, go through it and see if there's any that you want to follow up right now, even before Friday. But on Friday, you're going to have full access to your dashboard again.
All right, that'll work.
Okay. So my only question is, if I send you this email with the leads, it's going to bounce back because you said your email's full. You don't have an alternate email you want me to use in the meantime?
No.
No? Okay. Well, I'll send it and maybe when you're... email gets cleaned out, maybe it'll start catching up on the ones that you missed. So I'll just put lead info in here.
So you're calling
and
me,
then,
can you call me back Friday? Because I don't want to keep talking to different people, because then it gets confusing trying to talk to the next guy about what we were talking about.
Yeah, I can call you back on Friday. No
Friday?
Problem. Mm-hmm. Right. Yes, absolutely.
Person, I want to stick with that person because bouncing on a different text, it's like it gets to be a hassle because, you know, like all this talk we've been doing for the past, you know, almost half an hour, I'm not going to remember all this to tell the next person.
Right, exactly. I'll tell you this, Jeff, because I have a lot of people that use me as a point of contact where they say, oh, I only want to deal with you, Tina. And that's fine. I don't mind calling back. I don't mind if you call me. I just want to preface it and let you know that I'm not a technician. I don't do programming. So, you know, if you ever called me, at least you can be assured that. Well, I wouldn't. If I can't help you, I can at least get you to the person that can. I just want to tell you that. And then what I also will do is heavily notate your account on everything we discuss. That way, in the event that I ever have to transfer you to a different department or something, they'll have a good handle on what we had discussed prior.
Right.
So my question to you is, on Friday, do you want to try it for the 149 without the ads, or are you thinking that you'd like to leave them on here and just go another month and see how it goes with the tracking number?
No, it's not the money. It's not the money at all. I mean, trust me, it's not that. It's just... I'll pay, when we talk Monday, I'll pay the 240 or 250, whatever it is. But before we hang up that phone, I want to go over all this and figure out the customers, because like I said, if I don't gain more customers, if I don't get much more customers from now until the next month's due, I honestly will probably more likely drop out of this. So that's why I want to try to fix this and make it right and try to give this one more shot. Because, like I said, I'm only seeing the dashboard. I'm only seeing on the text messages 4 customers coming in so far this month, and that is not a lot. I've done probably 10 jobs. No, I've done probably about 12 jobs, 10, like 12 or 13 jobs already this month. Since October 1st. For me,
leads. Or people calling you from Google. You don't know because you haven't been asking. You know what I mean? It could be that people have called you here and there that have hired you, and you just didn't know that that's how they found you. So now that we put the tracking number on there on Friday, you're going to be able to see that, people that are calling you as a result of this program.
Right.
I'm putting that in the notes, follow-up for payment and ad tracking number. So that will be on Friday when I call you. And then Friday is the 21st. So I'll call you on the same time on Friday. That way we can take care of that. And then what I would recommend, since you don't have an alternate email right now, go on to Gmail and create one. It takes maybe less than 5 minutes to create a new email, because every email that we've sent you ever since August 27th has bounced back. It hasn't gone through. So you don't want that happening either.
Why don't you guys just text me this stuff? You got my number.
They do. They do. When an email goes out, it will automatically trigger a text. But sometimes it's easier to go in and filter it through the email. But, yeah, just like when I said earlier, I'll send you the review generator email. You also got the text with the link. But the email is a lot more user-friendly. If you wanted to forward that information to some of your past and present clients, because it's already composed, it'll say, you know, hi, thank you for using Jeff's Lawn Landscape Tree and Snow Removal. If you're happy with my service, please click here to leave a review. And then that review link is already hyperlinked to your Google page. So when they click it, they go automatically. So it's a little bit more user-friendly than just randomly sending them a link, because the one I sent you says, Jeffrey, share your Google review link, right? So if you copy that and paste it and send it, people can still fill it out. It's just not as user-friendly, right, as if you do it through the email.
Right.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So if you have a couple of minutes to do that, you can, you know, let me know on Friday and I can update it with a new email. You know, those email accounts are free. It doesn't take too long to set it up. It might be something good for you just to have a little side email, since your main email gets full so much. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. So, but I think we have a good game plan. So I put in the notes everything that we discussed. I'll personally follow up with you on Friday and we'll pick up where we left off and we'll enable that tracking number for you at that time. Okay.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. I enjoyed talking to you, Jeff. Have a really great rest of your week too. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate that. Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks. Bye.